high, where to go, what to do. Those are vacation and weekend queries, and here we're here with a few answers. Well, vacation time always poses a problem, and so do weekends. Where to go, what to do, what's the beach situation, how much do we have to spend? They all end up with a big question mark. Well, I'll tell you, WBAL's all primed up to help you with your summer fun. And tonight we're going to spotlight three favorites, Frederick, St. Mary's, and Chestertown, where you can have fun amid pleasant surroundings. Also, tips for tourists from Molly Martin and a word from John Trimmer. So come on along as we spend a pleasurable summer in Maryland as guest of a man named Haywood. Maryland, the most beautiful country in the world. Chesapeake, the biggest fishing hole in the world. An ideal setting for summer fun in 50. Hundreds of miles of pleasure, adventure, and intrigue for all Maryland pleasure moments. We're going to do our hopscotching in triangular fashion this evening as the vacation spotlight turns to another Maryland profile. Well, no matter where you go in Maryland, there is variety in the old line state's makeup. The mountains, rolling valley land, and level plains give it an America in miniature look. The cities, towns, and villages are personalized with everything from the characteristics of a busy, booming metropolis to the quiet, quaint habits of colonials. Yes, there are many phases to Maryland life, so let's begin at, shall we say, the beginning. Two ships built of oak and iron pulled by St. Clement's Island back in 1634. They were small, one 350 tons, 72 feet in length, the other 40 tons, 42 feet in length. It was March. The crew were an adventurous lot. And two of the Calvert brothers were aboard, Leonard and George, the former being first governor. They dropped anchor and disembarked. It was the beginning of their search for a new land, a land to be called Terra Mariae, or Mary's Land. Later in the month, the two ships were on the way again, up a river called St. George, stopping at an Indian village. And here they settled, traded with the natives, and planned a town. 42 years went by, and the colony grew, and a state house was set up. Here in 1950, the history remains, but the names are changed. St. Clement's Island is now Blakiston Island in the Chesapeake. Terra Mariae is Maryland. The St. George River is now St. Mary's. The colonial village is now St. Mary's City, a quaint Maryland landmark which served as a capital for 60 years. And on Middle Street, St. Mary's, a few yards from Trinity Church, stands a replica of the first state house, built at the cost of 300 pounds of tobacco and cash. And here the vacationer or weekend traveler will find it worthwhile to pause in the journey and view quaint old St. Mary's. Now, if your itinerary takes you through Kent County, you'll find another gracious old place facing the broad and tranquil Chester River. Chestertown, the very essence of the Eastern Shore. Here again, centuries of pleasant living will be recalled as the old brick houses overlook the river. Chestertown is looked upon as a possible rival of Baltimore across the Chesapeake. It's the home of Washington College, the first of its kind to bear the name of a father of our country. And other sites of interest are a 182-year-old church, Palmer House, built of stone brought into port as a ship's ballast, Wick's House, built before the Revolution with hand-carved mantels, window, and door moldings, Whitehall, over 200 years old. Chestertown is a combination of sights, of feelings, and tastes that take you back through the centuries. And say, not far away, one of the most popular beaches on the eastern shore, Tolchester. Now there are tourists who will be traveling west this summer through Maryland's mountain region, up Frederick County way, I mean. Is Frederick really the heart of Maryland? Well, that's a difficult question to answer. However, it's richly scenic, bustling enough to make it a progressive community, and tinged with enough historic interest to keep it in the America in miniature pattern. We like to call it Frederick of the Clustered Spires, green-walled by the hills of Maryland. The Mason-Dixon lines to the north, Virginia to the south, South Mountain to the west, and Parr's Ridge to the east. Route 40 passes through Frederick, also 15, 240, and 340. It's the center of a network of state highways, and because of transportation facilities, its name is known to millions of Americans through such products as Oxco brushes, Speedy Clean utensils, Tater Bakers, North Cool and English Tan suits, Cannon shoes, and many others. For a small community, it's surprising to find so many services and products, and if you can't find them in Frederick, it's either on the way or it isn't made. The city works very hard but finds time to play just 5 miles west at Braddock Mountain, where popular Braddock Heights lures a vacationer and weekend traveler with its pavilion, summer theater, swimming pool, comfortable hotels, and cottages. Atop Braddock Mountain, one can view on a clear day 50 miles covering four states. Along mountain drives, the tourist can witness an incomparable landscape. The picnicker will find surroundings ideal for the entire family at Gamble State Park, 6 miles northwest of Frederick. And just 4 miles from the city is Monocacy Battlefield. In the city itself, such historic landmarks as Barbara Fritchie's house, the Francis Scott Key Museum, Trinity Chapel, Roger Brooke Taney Home and Museum, and Rose Hill Manor, colonial home of Thomas Johnson, the first governor of Maryland. All this in the heart of Maryland, where folks are pleasant and a visit is worthwhile. And that's our Maryland profile on Frederick, St. Mary's, and Chestertown. And now, tips for tourists, and here's our own Molly Martin.
Thank you, Fred, and my tips for you this evening are check-up ones. Before you start on that vacation trip for soft shells, hard crabs, crab soup, watermelons, and cantaloupe, and Maryland ham. First of all, empty ashtrays and waste paper baskets to be sure there are no cigarettes left burning in the house. Make an inspection of every room for cigarette butts. Turn off all electric appliances such as radios, TV sets, fans, and lamps. Inspect closets and a basement for accumulated rubbish. If you have a too big pile, clean it out. Remove all water-filled glass jars and bowls from near the windows if you plan to stay away a month or more. Sunlight shining through such vessels have caused fires, believe it or not. And now, about your trip on the eastern shore of Maryland near the water and a sea don't. Don't go swimming alone. Diving into unfamiliar waters causes many holiday accidents. Swimmers should know how deep the water is and whether there are submerged rocks or logs. Don't rock in the rowboat. Picnicking also carries a threat of poison ivy and snakes. Now, poison ivy is greenish-white in color and arranged in grape-like clusters, around three or four. Before selecting your picnic spot, better look over the area. You can also get an ivy infection, you know, from your pet cat or dog. which has rubbed against the plant. So use your good common sense, will you please? Vacations can be fun when you are careful. Make sure you have a delightful one wherever you are going, and come home safely to your family and friends. So it's good traveling, and goodbye from Molly Martin until next week.
Thank you, Molly. Now here's another old friend, John Trimmer, Director of the Department of Maryland Information. John, how can you help our listeners out this vacation season?
Well, Fred, we have on hand now the new state road maps. If you're in Baltimore, you can pick up a copy at the State Roads Commission office in the Tower Building, or write to the Roads Commission of the Tower Building, Baltimore. Then there's our Department of Information booklet, Places to Stay. This is a new list of 273 accommodations in Maryland. We have also bulletins on state forests and parks ready now, and a folder will soon be off the press. By the way, that Colonial Guide Service at Annapolis is now on the job. Young men with plenty of knowledge about the state capital are ready to make a visit there really enjoyable. If you're interested in getting a quick idea of Maryland's offerings, you may write to the Department of Information, Box 706, Annapolis. Box 706, Annapolis is sufficient address for the places to stay, the Forest and Parks Guide, and for the little publication, Maryland at a Glance.
Weatherman, tell me officially, weatherman, what will the weather be? Fair or cloudy, sun or rainy, what on the agenda?